Amen.
Dress holy, walk holy, be holy. He said, be holy, for I am a holy God.
Sir.
There's no other way but being holy.
Sir, God.
Jesus.
Oh,
name.
Thank you, Lord. Boy, I'd be so glad to walk in public with my wife. She's dressed from head to toe. She ain't showing nothing.
I know
everything,
how to dress
everything needs to say, my baby.
I know how to dress.
Anything needs to be seen, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You only got to be looking at her legs and knees.
They're my legs and knees.
Hallelujah. To keep her body hid. And that's why I thank the Lord for the first lady, hallelujah, a refuge. Sister Valera, how she kept herself covered. I mean, from the foot on up, hallelujah, they covered her. That's a beautiful sight. Ain't that a shame? You know, when a man looking for a wife, he ain't looking for no whore's woman that look like a whore, act like a whore, dress like a whore, showing up her body. He want a woman that covered up. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ain't that a shame? The way they dress her.
Amen.
Ain't that a shame? God Almighty, how the devil done creeped in God's house. Paul said that after I leave, they're going to creep in, not span the flock. And these old weak knees, these old puff preachers, hallelujah, ain't preaching holiness. They ain't preaching the baptizing in Jesus' name. They ain't preaching about the Holy Ghost. Ain't that a shame how the preacher preach them and the wife look like a hot mama, a hoochie mama. Hallelujah. With the little short dress on, her bosom showing, and she's jumping around there talking about, I love the Lord. She needs to sit down and go somewhere and get saved. Ain't that a shame? So much going on in the world. No wonder ain't nobody reaching souls.
Thank you,
it's hard to reach souls now. Because these young folk got their minds set on sin.
Yes, Lord.
Drugs. Alcohol. Fornication. Adultery. Cussing and lying.
Yes,
shooting and killing. Committing suicide. It's out there, y'all. And it's a shame. Ain't that many people crying out like me and my wife. And tell you, Jesus love you.
Yes, he loves
Jesus
you.
Coming back.
Yes,
he's looking for a church. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you can do. I don't care what you're doing. Jesus love you.
Amen.
He died for you.
Yes, he
when
did.
He hung on the cross and he said, it's finished. He died. And gave up. Shut up, baby. He died. And hung up and hung on the cross and died.
Yes,
he died for me and he died for you. He loved you. I love you. He loves all of us, but he wants to save us. He said, I wish that none that perish, that all come into repentance. He died that we might miss hell. He died that we may stand hell and be with him in eternal life. He died so we can have the right to the tree of life. He died so we can have eternal life. He died so you can have peace the rest of your life in Jesus. Ain't that a shame that you won't obey the Lord? It's a shame.
Thanks,
you hear the word and harden your heart.
Amen.
It's a shame. The church full. Amen. Full of women. Full of women. Full of whorehoppers. Full of adulterers. Full of gamblers. Full of cigarette smokers. Tobacco chewers. Witchcraft workers. Full. Full of fighters. Some even take their guns to church. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ain't that a shame? How they taking God's house and turning it into a den and a nickel. Everything goes on in some of these churches.
Everything
it's a shame.
But the word of God.
Tell everybody.
Everything but the word. Hallelujah.
Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank God for
hallelujah.
The word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Power of intercessory prayer. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is power in intercessory prayer. Now, in a nutshell, intercessory prayer is the prayer that you pray for others. It's when you intercede for somebody in prayer. Amen. Just to give you an example, you intercede, or you should be praying for your pastor every day. Amen. Your pastor ought to be praying for you every day. We are interceding for one another. Praise God. And I know, I don't need to tell you that we live in a time today where prayer is needed. Is there anybody in here right now, show me by the show of hands, that say that there is no need for prayer in this world that we live in today? Amen. I'm glad I didn't see a hand. I didn't even see one of the little kids raise their hand. Praise God. We need prayer today. Praise God. Let me just quickly. I don't know if you all realize how close we were on the brink of war just the other day. Amen. I mean, just the other day. And man, this world needs some prayer. Praise God. And we certainly need some prayer here in these United States of America, especially when we have a leader. Amen. Y'all don't have to agree with me if you don't want to, especially when we have a leader who sits in the highest office in this nation, praise God, only finds out 5 minutes before he gets ready to detonate whatever it was he was going to detonate, that there was going to be some catastrophic killing of some innocent folk, and decided not to do what he was going to do. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need some prayer. Every one of us need to be interceding for that president. Amen. We need to be interceding for those who sitting in Congress, even those who are silent, sitting by, allowing all these things to happen. We ought to be interceding on their behalf. Praise God. You know, America definitely needs prayer. I mentioned on last week. Yes, it was last week. Praise God. When you have a mother of a child, along with another person, would take a young child, 6 months old, and burn it up, praise God, in an automobile. Let me tell you something, man, we need some prayer. There ought to be some prayer. And so we find here in this verse, these verses of scripture, Paul is writing this letter to the church at Colossae. Now, we learned this morning, praise God, in our Sunday school. And he writes this letter to this city, Colossae. Colossae, which was a textile, praise God, one of the textile industries of the world, was housed right there, located in the Lycus Valley, praise God. Near what they call Western Asia Minor, or what we call modern day Turkey. Praise God. And Colossae was near the city of Laodicea and Hierapolis. And Paul had churches in all of those places. Praise God. There were churches that were established by Paul in all those places. But can I hip you to something? Paul never set foot nor face, praise God, in Colossae, or Laodicea, or Hierapolis, praise God. Because Paul writes this letter while he is locked up in a Roman jail, praise God. But guess what? That church was planted by some folk, amen, who sat under Paul's tutelage while he was had an extended stay,
yeah,
as they would say,
yeah,
in Ephesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. And there were folk that went out. Now, if you want to know who started that church, those who go to my Bible study, I can ask them that. They'll jump up and tell me right quick. Guy by the name of Epaphras was the one that started that church there in Colossae. Amen. So we find that that gospel was planted, amen, by one of Paul's servants. But Paul never set foot in that church. Praise God. You know something? It's good to have such a reputation, amen, that folk would take what you have said, what folks say about you, and start a movement and keep it going. Praise God. As long as it is in the Lord, praise God, we see that that's happened. But you know, Paul write this letter, as we found out this morning, praise God, because of some heretics, some all type of heretical saying.
Yeah.
There were three different beliefs. Now, I won't get into it because we'll be here all night if I tell you that, if I try to get into all of them. But there were some philosophical ideas. There were some religious ideas that were wrong. There were some Jewish ideas that were wrong, but they were, most of them were wrapped up into this word called Gnostics.
Yeah.
That word Gnostic in the original Greek only means, that word just means to know. Amen.
Yeah.
And what those people were trying to say, that what they were basically saying, that if you know, you can be your own little God if you just know something. Praise
yeah.
God. But we found out right now, and I think I can stand here boldly today to say that I don't care how much I learn or how much I find out, I don't know more as much as God.
Yeah.
Another one of the things that the Gnostics, they believe that there was no way in the world that Jesus could have been divine. He could not have been a deity, because they believed that no human flesh was good. Amen. So if you're going to say that Christ was in fact God manifested in the flesh,
yeah,
they were saying that you're wrong, because God is nowhere in the world.
Right.
God is going to put himself into something that was going to decay.
Yeah.
So Paul writes this letter,
yeah,
to this church, letting this church know that I've heard about what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I've heard that you love the Lord and that you have given your life to the Lord, praise God. And so Paul is now interceding, and he's praying for that church, praise God, so that that church can not only prosper, but that church can continue to grow, and also to stamp out these sayings that were wrong in the church, because they were going to lead people to denouncing their faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can I say something that I said in Sunday school this morning, that you can, I see right now I'm going to preach this sermon a little bit different. Something that I said this morning that you can say to your neighbor. In fact, if I say this, y'all can go, we can go home. If I say this, y'all ready to go on, get out of here, we can do the benediction.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You are
complete in Christ.
Right.
All right? Now, that means that you're complete in Christ, so you don't need nothing else that somebody else come by and say, you need a little bit of this, you need a little bit of that, or you need a little that. Praise God, you are already complete in Christ. And if you are in Christ, praise God, you are exactly where you need to be. Amen. I don't care if some of these other religious organizations come around talking something that sounds new. Don't you know that there's nothing new under the sun?
Yes,
praise God, because God is the same yesterday.
Yes,
he's the same today. And guess what? He's going to be the same tomorrow.
Yes,
Praise God. So don't let nobody come and tell you something about some fly-by-night organization that you're going to jump up and go put you a pair of tennis shoes on and a black jumpsuit. Praise God. Somebody going to tell you, let's go down here and it's time for us to take a big swallow of some Kool-Aid or something or whatever it is laced with arsenic so that we can get out of here. Praise God. That's not what God has intended for us. Praise God. But God, he prayed. Paul prayed and want us to pray. Praise God. And he prayed for some particular things. And I want us to look at them because I was able to extrapolate. In other words, pull out three things from this text that Paul prayed while he was doing this intercessory prayer. Praise God for those things. Very first thing that he said that they might be knowing intelligent Christians. That's the very first thing. That they might be knowing intelligent Christians. Praise God. What do I mean by that? Look at what verse 9 said. Verse 9 said that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You see, in other words, praise God, with all of the heresy that was going on, Paul wanted the Christians at Colossae to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, not some of this other stuff. Praise God. They had some understanding of God's will, but Paul longed that they would have that understanding to its complete. In other words, to its fullest. For all too often, let me tell you, we think of the will of God as plans traced out for our own individual lives. Hey, praise God. That might be somebody here right now who think of God's will in terms of their career choice, of their marriage, of their job, their money, and so forth. Yeah. But God wanted each of us, and he wants each of us to live a prosperous life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God wants you to live a prosperous life. Praise God. If he didn't want you to live a prosperous life, he would have never allowed the Holy Spirit, praise God, to speak into John's ear at 3 John verse 2 and said, beloved, I wished above all things that thou what? Mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul what? Prospereth. Praise God. He wanted you to prosper. Praise God. He wants us. And see, the will of God, praise God, in its broadest sense, is his plan to redeem people. And praise God, and in his narrowest sense, it has to do with the way it fits, into his redemptive plan as individuals. See, God's will can be divided into three what I call major categories. Baby, the first one is this. Praise God, God has his ultimate and perfect will. Say ultimate and perfect will. Praise God. He has his ultimate and his perfect will. You see, some of God's will is irresistible. They're unconditional. They're inevitable. Meaning, praise God, that his plan will unfold or will occur regardless of what our response might be. Praise God. He has his ultimate and his perfect will. Praise God. For God is sovereign over the entire universe, and his goals will prevail. Praise God. Take his redemption plan. Those who do his will voluntarily will what? They will live eternally with him. And praise God. And those who disobey, guess what will happen to them? They will spend eternity separated from him.
Calling all believers.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is having their annual fall revival September 9th through the 11th at 7 p.m. each night. with a different guest evangelist each night. Monday night, Reverend Frank Doug Randall Jr. from the Mount Hermon Baptist Church.
You ever wish God would let you choose what you have to deal with? And let's just be honest, we choose some of the easiest stuff.
Tuesday night, Reverend Floyd Kurtz from the Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. Wednesday night, Reverend Roger Green from the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
Because if my word abide in you, you got to love ye one another as I have loved you.
The annual fall revival at the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Joseph Martin Jr. is the pastor. 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway in Alexandria. September 9th through the 11th at 7 p.m. each night. Don't you miss it. The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Paul, not Paul, but Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, had these words to say. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning what? His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Praise God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. So he has his ultimate and he has his perfect will. But God also has his intentional will. Praise God. God's plan for our lives is determined by our choices. Don't you know that? Praise God. He's not going to make you do anything. Praise God. He's not going to force you to do anything. He gives each and every last one of us a choice. Praise God. Not only do we choose whether we receive Christ as Lord and Savior, but we also choose the degree of our development. Amen. What do I mean by that? Praise God. You see, it's our choice whether or not we're going to study God's word. Amen. It's our choice whether or not we're going to go on our knees and talk to him. Praise God. It's our choice whether or not we're going to come to church and serve him. Praise God. Amen. But his intentional will, praise God, he intends for us to come together and for us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Praise God. That's it. That's his intent. But praise God. But God is not going to force you or I to do something that we do not want to do. Praise God. You see, it is our choice how much we will do those things, how much we will participate in the church and on the church's program. Praise God. It'd be good that everybody come into church, praise God, and that they would just jump in and just come together, praise God, and everybody do something just to keep the church going in the right direction. Praise God. But I have learned over the years, praise God, and I'm not just talking about recent years. I've learned over the years, praise God, there are some that will come to church and they will sit back and praise God. They say, well, I've given my life to Christ and I've done everything now that I was supposed to do. And they think that they ought to sit back, praise God, on their stools of do nothing and do nothing. Praise God. There is some work, praise God, for us to do. And God desires that. He intends that we what? Praise God. That his will be done. Praise God. And that we do it. You know, his knowledge, the knowledge of his will is marked, praise God, by his intentional will. But thirdly, God has his permissive will. In other words, we can choose to disregard God's will or to follow it. God permits events and circumstances to occur, praise God, that serves to discipline us. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Look. God also permits experiences and circumstances, praise God, not of our own making, to occur so that to build up our faith. Amen. Somebody said, what you mean by that? Can you give me an example? Yes, I can. Praise God. How many of y'all know that guy in the Old Testament by the name of Job? I just want to see if y'all listen. Job was sitting there. Man, the Bible started out saying that Job was a good man. Job was a God that he ensured God. He feared God. He did everything, praise God, that God told him to do. God had blessed him tremendously. Praise God. Am I right? Everybody remember that story? Amen. Praise God. But guess what? Praise God. God allowed some things to happen in Job's life. And I guarantee you, you can't say that he didn't allow it to happen so that he could test Job's faith. He permitted some things to happen in Job's life just to touch his faith. I just say all that to say this. When you're going through some things in your life, praise God, who knows? God just may be permitting those things to happen just to touch your faith. You say you love me? I'm going to see how much you love me. I'm gonna see whether or not you're playing lip service to me, or do you truly love me? Praise God, because you know there are some folk who will serve God as long as they're doing well. Am I in the right church? There are some folk who would serve the Lord and do everything for the Lord as long as everything's going great. But praise God, don't let something happen to them. Praise something happen to them and they forget about God and forget about church and forget about everything. Praise God. I tell people all the time, praise God, life would not be worth living to me if everything was perfect in my life. Praise God, I wake up some mornings with aches and pains in my body until I wonder what in the world is going on. But praise God, guess what though? I'm going to continue to trust God. Amen. I'm going to continue to lean and depend on God. Because I know who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise God. So he there is his permissive will. Praise God. If I look at the second thing that Paul prayed in this church, he said that they might walk right. That's why I couldn't say too much in Sunday school, Deacon Robinson, when you were talking about walking and all of that, because I know what I was going to be talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that they might walk right. Look at verse 10. I want to put verse 10 back up on that board. He says, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto what? All pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Praise God, hallelujah, from Zion. We are born again believers and we are to walk worthy. Praise God of the Lord. Now I know when he talk about walk, he means that we ought to continue in the faith that is in Jesus Christ. But we ought to walk worthy, because look, when we walk worthy of the Lord, praise God, the emphasis here is on our quality of life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you want to have quality of life? Quality of life. Then you have to walk worthy. Praise God. You got to walk right. And that's something that's going to help if we walk right, if we walk worthy. Let me give you, I'm going to give you about 4 minutes and we're going to get out of here. See, if we walk worthy of the Lord, our conduct is not only free from the practice of sin and wrongdoing, but is filled with the righteousness and right doing. Praise God, hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, walking worthy. In other words, we know that God wants us to be what? Honest. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be loyal. He wants us to be generous. He wants us to be kind, because in this way, we can please him by what? Bearing fruit. Every believer ought to be bearing some fruit. Amen. And y'all know what those fruit, I think the Galatians chapter 5 or chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 talks about those fruits of the Spirit. Praise God. I think it's about 9 of them. We talk about love, joy, peace. That's why I try to tell Christians, praise God, we ought to be some of the most loving people in the world. Man. We ought to be some of the most peaceable people in the world. Man. We ought to be some of the most patient people in the world. Amen. Folk ought to not get on our nerve.
All right.
If it's something spiritual that they're trying to do. Now, if it's some of this other crazy stuff, I can understand that. You can tell them to get out of my face. But praise God.